live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Chucky, bring us in.
Like
jam.
We're back.
Chuck's got it going on.
Yeah.
Hey, it is Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. You're actually on time tonight, Jack. That's awesome.
I'm doing good.
You and Justin did good. We are Wednesday night sports talk with Bubba and Fee, and we're short Bubba. Bubba is with grandkids tonight. I think he's in Cincinnati at the zoo.
So if he went to the Cincinnati Zoo, he is laying in some hospital bed right now.
That's a hilly dog, dude, isn't it?
That's a...
Yeah, Bubba could be eating something. That's not good. So Mr. Jack Stogler is going to sit in for him, help me out a little bit. Tonight we have special guest, our athletic director, Mr. Kurt Ramel. How you doing, Kurt?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Awesome.
I appreciate you guys having me on here tonight.
Yeah, we like to start out the season, talk to you, and see what's going on with the scheduling and the everything this season. We're going to be fired up, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got some great, great teams again. It's going to be fun.
Obviously, I've only been here. This will be my fifth year, but I would venture to say this might be the toughest football schedule that we have had.
Ever.
Yeah. It's going to be a battle, but, we like to play teams that we know we can go in and just steamroll and get into the playoffs. That'd be great and be awesome. But like a feather in the cap because our success, this is the product of our success because there are teams that, when we reach out that are open, it's a chess game. You gotta look for a game that is winnable, but it's also going to get you computer points to get in the playoffs because, only the top eight get in. So, It's kind of a fine line of okay, we want to get a win, but we also, those teams all of a sudden start shying away from Fort Recovery, and it's amazing just in 1 year what that state championship did with schools that you would call where there's not a lot of high interest. So this year we're going to take our football team down to Valley View, which is a strong traditional opponent.
And pretty strong opponent.
It'll be a great measuring stick for us, and the thing is that be comparable to a Marion and Coldwater, give us a little measuring stick early on with where we're at before MAC play. So I know Brent's excited, and the boys are going to be excited to go down there and see how they stack up.
Yeah, we have we're pretty excited about our football team this year. I think they're going to be pretty good. And, like you said, we could have put it together a schedule that would have been a cakewalk, but and then you don't get the computer points. And like you said, Valley View is going to be it'll be a blast. And we talked to somebody that was saying that they put on a performance too. They come out of the smoke it must be pretty cool. Their season, they're big time football.
Yeah, I think that's their, not knowing much about them. I know when I was in school, I know Coldwater played them, I believe, in the playoffs, but, I think that's their go-to. That's their sport. And I think they do it up well and do it up for them, but, it's going to be a battle. I think the great thing that I'm looking for down there is just talking to the coaches and some people that are familiar with that, like Chris Ramel, and they've got a really nice tailback as well.
Right?
I was joking around with him this past week and that we might see a 600-yard combined rushing game between both teams. it might be a fast game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, we'll have probably two of the better tailbacks in the Dayton area scoring off against each other there at Valley View. So that's kind of a neat little intriguing matchup for
kind of a neat measuring stick for Mr. Homan too. Mm-hmm. He'll get out there and get a play against a team that's a small college look, I would think. You go out there and have a great game, you might turn some eyes and never know.
Right. That's what it is. It's just that.
Where's Valley View at?
Germantown. It's just on the, I think it's a little bit south, but more west of Dayton. So you're
south
looking
and west.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I think you're more west than the RC. I just think, if I'm not mistaken, it's just south of 70, a little bit kind of in that country area, south of 70.
Okay. So we're not too bad. What, hour and a half?
15, hour and 20, I believe.
No problem.
By bus. Depending on who you have driving. If Wendell's driving, you can get there in probably 45.
45. Well, we also this scheduling, I was just kind of curious about that, and you kind of already reflected on it.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered that, you know, if some of the teams, like, you know, our traditional Anzonias, and that, it seems like everybody doesn't want no part of us anymore.
It happens. And you know, it's, you look at it and you look at your region. You know, years past where, you know, everyone kind of knows what they have coming back and what it's going to take. And, you know, when there's some success, I mean, I'll admit, I mean, Kirtland called us the year we won state, and they said, hey, got a storyline for you. How neat would it be if we met halfway, two state champions? And I'm like, no, thank you. You know, that's just, you know, I don't think we're, you know, we're good, and I think that's great, but to put our kids in that position to travel 2 hours on a Friday night and just be at a neutral field, you know, it just, it's not advantageous for us. It's not advantageous for our fans. It's making them travel, you know, quite a distance to watch a team. But it is, you know, we reach out to anyone and everyone that is open, and, you know, for some reason, schools, it's too far, not a good fit, or we're in a rebuilding phase. You know, we had been successful, but next year we're not. We need to really kind of backtrack
it down and kind of. So you do that every year, kind of try to measure us out a little bit and see what you
do. Yeah, every 2 years. And that's with our non-conference games. I always sit down with Coach Niekamp and talk with him every time a school sends. We have this website out that as an AD can go on, and I can send an email out to every athletic director in the state of Ohio in like 2 minutes.
Open date maybe.
Yep, so if we have open dates, I'll send it out. Full Recovery needs a week 2 football opponent for 2019-2020, and it'll shoot out instantly to every AD. And, you know, so we'll get those, and we'll check them out. We'll do some phone calls, some feelers, and then Coach Niekamp will ask him, can you know their head coach or, you know, coaches around there. They'll do their homework, and then we go from there, and hopefully something matches up well for us. So
is that how the Greenview thing happened? I mean, the Valley View thing happened?
Yep, they were open somewhere. I forget where Versailles had them. And their 2-year contract ended, and I talked to Versailles a little bit, and I know Coach spoke to them, but Brent and I sat down and said, what do you think? And, you know, we knew with our success and years past that we weren't going to be able just to schedule anybody, so, and we knew coming in with getting the Coldwaters and Marions in the world and the MAC schedule that, you know, it's going to take another win like we did. What was that team a couple years ago with Cole Hall, that Division V school that came over here?
Yes.
It was going to take potentially a game like that, like Minster had last year, beating Coldwater, and really vaulting them into the playoffs. And, you know, once you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. So it was just, it's one of the things where they watched, Coach did his homework and just said, you know what, we're ready.
Let's take a shot.
You know, this is, you know, I've got faith in what our kids have done. And for 2-3 years, I got faith in my kids here. We'll be ready. So,
man, it's amazing. You've been here 5 years, and we've been on a kind of an upswing in the last 5 years. But, you know, if you think about this from a 15-year standpoint, Jack, I mean, think about, would we have ever thought of, hey, what do we take on Valley View? Bring it on.
Well, you know what? I mean,
it's like, wow, that's unbelievable.
It wasn't that long ago when you looked at the MAC, and we had never beaten Versailles, and we'd only beaten Minster once, to where, you know, we go in and think, okay, we got Parkway and New Bremen,
Exactly.
And our
off games.
Yeah.
You know, that was our big thing, you know. Yeah. If we had 3 off games and Parkway and New Bremen, possibly we could win them, we'd go 5-5, be a great season.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, your opinion, like this year, with the schedule we have, if we put a 5-5 together, is that going to get you in?
I think our region's extremely tough. No, a lot of it's going to depend on the 5 wins.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to need, I think, Versailles is 5 and Valley View's 5, and it's going to probably take those 2 of those 5 wins will probably have to be against those Division 5 schools.
We definitely are going to have to beat somebody.
Yeah, I mean, our region's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, and the great thing about it is our guys aren't backing down.
Yeah,
they see the challenge. They know what's ahead of them, and you know what? If that's what it's going to take to get through it, we're going to get through it. I mean, and that's kind of been the mentality change, I think. You know, I think that's something that Coach Niekamp's worked on, and it's instilled in our guys. And I think that's when you start seeing that prolonged success that you see at the Coldwaters and Marions. Now, granted, they have, you know, football players as well, but it's just that mentality that next man up, regardless if you're a sophomore, junior, or you've been on JV for 3 years.
And you expect to be good.
Right. You come off that bus, you put your cleats on.
I'm going to be good.
Right. And I think you start seeing that here a little bit. It just, it's taken years to get it, and I think it's here, and the kids work their tails off, and they have expectations for themselves now. It's not the 2 non-conference games and, you know, a couple others you might handpick. Now it's like, hey, let's go to get 7, 8, 9 wins.
Yeah,
let's win the MAC. I mean, there's been times where, you know, we've been in the mention for the MAC. I mean, last year we were extremely close with Coldwater, and you know, as a one like that vault us, and you know, you still got the animal in Mary, and that's the crazy thing about the MAC. Yeah. And I'll never forget, we're in Delphus, turned the car on, I got about 2 miles out of town, said Minster, I was listening on WCSM, Minster just beat Coldwater. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You know, but it's the MAC, you know. You know, you get your boys start playing right and playing together, and it, any team's dangerous in this league.
Yeah, and it's added, you know, it used to be the Coldwater Marion show, you know, and now all of a sudden there's four teams or five teams out there playing around and getting really good.
I will tell you, I went to last year, I went over to that St. Henry and Marion local playoff game at Sydney. And that was one of the most impressive high school football games. I mean, it was almost like going back when I was at Defiance College for a year and watching small school college football. I mean, they hit hard. They were very well coached. I mean, it was impressive. And now you're talking about there's two schools. You throw Coldwater over Sales and the rest of the bunch in there with us. And, you know, you look at that and you're saying, wow, you know, it's a grind. You know, you know, our kids are week in, week out. And then you see why.
Yeah. We had, and they throw them all in the same division.
So how about that? As an AD, when you seen that, I mean, that had to be about make you puke.
I just kind of agree. You know, you never know what's going to happen with this competitive balance. I think that was the thing with the athletic directors is you just don't know. You can try to guess. We kind of had a feeling that we would move up to six. Mm-hmm. We thought Marion would drop down to seven, just based on looking at some things crazy, and we thought maybe potentially St. Henry would stay seven, if not stay six, but we knew, you know, there was a chance that we'd get away from Marion. But when the new competitive balance thing come out, it's just you throw all those predictions out the window because you don't know what other schools have. You know, they have this many kids, but how many kids, you know, do not live in district but have been open enrolling there because a family member might work at their school or because they just wanted to go to that school, or how many kids transferred in. You know, it's just so hard to tell. And then once the numbers came out, you saw that the impact was really in that 4-3-4-5 division that bumped Coldwater down. And we're pretty much sure we were going to go up with our numbers because our boys' numbers are pretty strong. So
I talked to a kid last week at the St. Mary's, had their alumni softball thing, and he coaches at West Carrollton. And he said they had 400 or 500 kids, I think, that graduate.
Yep.
And he said he just was, they played Valley View, because I started picking his brain a little bit talking to him, and he said, yeah, they're unbelievable how good they are. And he said, you know, we're up to, I think he said they were up to like 42 kids out of 400 and some that graduate. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Because that's what he said, we can't get anybody.
Yeah.
He said, you know, we go across and play Valley View, and you know, they got 85. And I said, come down to MAC. I said, we got dudes with 100.
Well, it's like Anna. I always, my first year as an AD, we went to Anna. And, you know, you see the sidelines of some schools, and they're nice, you know, nice rosters coming out. Mm-hmm. You go to Anna, it's like, geez, I didn't know we were pulling up a small army over here. I mean, they had numbers, and I mean, I think they stretched from the goal line all the way to the 50-yard line. Around. It's like, go up to the official and yell and say, hey, can these guys scoot back a little bit? We need a little bit of the field, but, you know, it is. And that's kind of the magic question is, you know, schools, you know, you see it in some other sports where the numbers are down, and it's cyclical for some schools, and it's, you know, right now it's statewide, nationwide in girls basketball, and the question is how do you there's what I don't you think there's an answer. You know, you don't know what you can do.
Yeah. Well, the one thing about it is our numbers looking at it is football wise is tremendous. That's a great numbers for us.
Yeah, but I always meet with Brent January, February-ish, say, hey, just let me know what you need. I'm ordering because the seniors will buy their stuff. And I'll go in and buy helmets and jerseys and all that. And I just said, hey, we're going to place an order from Team Sports for jerseys and stuff to replace what the kids bought. And I got to buy these or replace these helmets that the seniors bought. I said, just let me know what you need. He'll go in, he count of stuff. He'll say, I need X amount of helmets extra. And, you know, we'll buy a couple of jerseys. That way we have a full stock from 1 to 99 or whatnot. And about a month later, he comes in and says, I need more shoulder pads. He goes, we got too many kids. I said, that's a good problem to have.
That's a great problem. We can always come up with more.
But right now, you know, with football, we have 58 on the high school end and 35 on the junior high. So, you know, right now it looks like it'll stay around there. If the eighth graders stay strong, we'll graduate 13, and there's 18 signed up. So we'll be in that mid-50s to low-60s range, you know, for the next couple of years. So
that's tremendous.
No, it's good. It's you know, and that's success.
That's what we're looking for.
Has a lot to do with that.
Absolutely.
As well. So,
hey, we'll want to take a break? Chuck's going to take us in. We'll take a little break, and we'll be right back with Kurt Rimmel talking a little bit about the athletic department.
Come drive with the Cooper Farms team. All new Class A CDL drivers hired at the Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms will receive a $500 sign-on bonus after 30 days of employment. We are actively seeking second shift feed delivery drivers. These positions require a valid Class A CDL and offer a competitive wage, outstanding benefits package, and allow you to be home daily. To learn more information or to apply, visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or visit us at 2351 Wabash Road, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by a large salad bar, choice a potato and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Season tickets for the fall sports are being sold now in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Reserved seats for the high school home football games must be claimed by Wednesday, August 31st. Season tickets for football are $25 for adults and $15 for students. And they're once again offering the high school super ticket, which will get you into the home football and volleyball games, plus the boys and girls home basketball games. The super tickets are $135 for adults and only $40 for students. Presale tickets for high school football games will be $6 for adults and $4 for students, and all tickets at the gate will be $7. Tickets for the volleyball games will only be sold at the door, and they'll be $6 for adults and $4 for students. For junior high sports, they're offering a season ticket that will get you into home football and volleyball games. It'll be $15 for adults and only $5 for students, and tickets at the door will be $3 for adults and $2 for students. And if you're 65 or older, you can get an all-sports pass for only $25 that will get you into all home high school and junior high games, but will not have a reserved seat for football or basketball games. Head up to the high school office between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. any weekday and get your season tickets for this year's fall sports.
Mr. Glenn. Bubba's crying right now. Tear in his eye.
What a guy.
Glenn.
Can't beat him. Oh, he's the best.
Did you see the Amazing Grace when he did the bagpipes? That was awesome. That's pretty talented.
It made me cry.
Oh, about had me too. Hey, we're back Wednesday night. We're talking to Mr. Kurt Rimmel, our AD. Got Jack Stogler and Mr. Justin Ferks is still hanging around with us too. We're talking a little sports.
Sports talk presented by
Wayne Street Market.
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's pretty cool.
We got our sponsor. This is big.
Thank you to Dave Evers and the people at Wayne
Lovely
Street
Market. Yep. We got a sponsor. Yeah. How about that? Can't beat it.
Hey. You doubled your salary.
Yeah, that is right. I'll talk to Neil about that. What the heck? Well, we're back talking to Kurt. So, a lot of people probably don't know. I mean, when you do your scheduling, and then you got to get all these referees, umpires. I mean, that's it. You have to start that a year in advance, correct?
Yeah. Right now, I mean, there's some freshman volleyball games that I've still got to get a few out, just not knowing numbers. And once we get games scheduled, you never know when you're going to play. And once you get them done, it's you start contacting officials. Luckily, Don Kemper will take care of all MAC, baseball, softball, football. And then both basketballs and volleyball. Any MAC match he does, but then we contract all non-league. So
that helps out a bunch.
It does. And he, being an official, but he's got his ring, and he just shoots out some things to officials, and they get their crews and come on down, and he does a great job. I mean, he's already probably started on next year or 2 years down the road. It's so hard. Volleyball's has been one that's been a struggle. It's like I tell Chelsea, don't be surprised if at one point down the year, there we go. See?
Hey, Jack, it looks like a great line judge. I'd say put him in.
Line judge, I'm going to put him up on top on the stand.
Yeah. I don't think I want him.
He'll fall off.
But, there'll be some times where we might only have someone on the stand, and one of the coaches might have to, and not for the varsity matches, but, I think we've had to do that junior high and even freshman sometimes. Sure. It's real tough. Volleyball and track are two real tough sports right now to get officials on. And baseball and softball used to be easier until they did something. The OCHA did something with their rules meeting. I think they could just go to one, and it would count as both, and now they're making them go to both. So a lot of the officials dropped one sport and are just concentrating in one or the other. So we've lost quite a few baseball and softball officials doing that.
You start looking at these officials, there's been guys been doing this a long time. And you just don't see a lot of them young kids.
Right, and they're scared. I mean, they make comments every year they come here, every time they come here. I'll see the same guy twice in a week, and the same thing he'll say is, in quite a few years, I mean, there's a large group of guys that are getting to that age where they're going to start getting out. And they're like, I don't know how they're going to do it. He said there's not a whole lot of kids coming in. So he said do the math. If a lot leave and no one comes in, what's that leave you with?
It's going to get ugly,
So it's going to be questions that, I said basketball, if it becomes an issue, wouldn't be surprised if they go down two-man crews on the in varsity games
back
again.
Down to that
just because they might not have enough officials to go around statewide. But, I guess they'll cross. There's a lot more people that get paid a lot more than me to
figure
make
that
those
one
decisions
out.
And figure that one out. But, we've helped them in the MAC and sent things out, social media, and went around talking to kids. Like, when I found out Darren was staying around, I figured he'd be a great basketball
great
official.
Guy to get.
And he thoroughly enjoys it. So I've actually talked to him about football, but now he's helping out coaching junior high. So, it's just things like that. I've approached Speedy about it, getting your official's license, but with his job, and now he's coaching. He wasn't able to do so, but, trying to help out and do as much as we can. That way we can continue.
That's a great deal for you, too. If you can get them local guys to do that, then you got yourself a no doubt junior high guy.
I tell them they can't take any games until I give them the dates.
Exactly. So, what else we got? We were going to talk a little bit about, there's a new website, right, that we're going to be able to go to now?
We do have a new website. Since we've kind of put it out there on social media, it's FortRecoveryAthletics.org. It's through VNN Sports. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fully functional. It's something that, when I get in, that's going to be my first thing is the coaches always send me results, and I've asked them again this year and said, hey, let's get on top of things because I plan on getting in. And the schedule online will be, have the result next to the schedule. So it'll be a build up, and you can tell exactly what the scores were from game to game. Along with that, there'll be articles. One of my things I want to do in the morning, or have some of my student help. I know I'll have my goal is to have a couple of kids, whether it be our yearbook staff or publication staff or just some kids in, Nick Twaits. I know there's one kid that has openly come in and asked. He's looking to go to sports management, so he's going to be with me a couple period or one period a day, so he could also help out on this. But it'd be writing articles. I know with golf I wrote the first couple articles in the sporting events, and since we've kind of thrown the website out there and we've been bragging about it, they've had technical issues on the website side. So if you go, I went in to add a score to the third golf match of the year, and it was gone on my schedule. I'm like, whoa, hold on. I said, I've lost all my schedule. I said, and my rosters are gone. I went and spent all this time in putting all this stuff. They said, if I'm doing something wrong, could you let me know? Otherwise, I'm assuming I'm doing it right. And he said, nope, it's on our end. We'll hope to have it done, they said, by the end of this week. So
hopefully
so when I'm there and I've been bragging about it, and people are going in saying, I don't know what this AD's talking about.
Can't
this website ain't that great. I mean, geez.
Can't get into it.
But once it gets going, it's fully fine. I mean, we'll do some neat things. Year one, it's just getting comfortable, and it'll be pretty much just, people can see the results and read the articles. But you can go on there and sign up for alerts. So if you have I think I just got an alert tonight from, I think, junior high volleyball. Parents can go on and sign up and say, I want a text and an email in regards to boys basketball and boys baseball, or girls basketball, girls softball, or volleyball and softball. And anytime something changes on this calendar. It automatically sends it to anybody in the community that has it. And then this one just came from the coach because I added all of our coaches into this. Mm-hmm. And then with their rosters on there, you can add a kid's number. And then she can contact her kids through that website. So it's kind of like a one-call text message feature. And then I get it as the administrator, so I know what's going on to our kids at all times.
That's a great deal.
So, yeah, and then, you know, it acts as a website, which is clean, dresses it up a little bit, but also acts as a communication forum to the community, because that's been one of the things that, you know, people have expressed our way was, I don't get social media. I don't really care to have it. Mm-hmm. You know, what's an easier way, or how can we do this? And, you know, it's always just been listening to the radios. Hopefully you hear it at the right time. But now this acts as an easier way for the community members to be able to not have to get a Twitter account, Facebook account, or be glued to a radio every day. So
that's a great deal. So is that something, like, down the road, do you, like, when you put videos on there, and, I mean, you maybe have games on
there? I think you can embed videos. I spoke to the guy, and I believe you can. That's something that eventually I'd like to maybe get our collab involved. Mm-hmm. And maybe have someone there either at least taking photos, but, you know, maybe doing video highlights from the Friday before, or doing, like, a preseason fall coaches show. You know, we do it up at TIFF, and we used to do that where, you know, before fall, winter, and spring, all of us coaches would get together with our student athletes, and we'd go to a local restaurant, and they'd interview the head coach, talk to a couple of the seniors on the team, and then the next board would come up. So it'd last about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and it was taped, and they'd go up on the website. So I thought about, you know, this year just getting comfortable with it and with what I'm doing, and then maybe in the future do just maybe the preseason shows, and then if the coaches feel like they have enough time, maybe doing a mid-season report or something like that with them. So
that'd be great. So also, I seen we was looking around. I seen we might have a new trainer, huh?
We do, actually. We got, I think it's one of those things where it's the 11th hour, 12th hour. Mm-hmm. We were just sitting there talking about it, and, you know, we all have money allocated to go to a new trainer, and then Bob Hibner over at Mercer Health and Community Sports and Therapy, he's been in contact with us trying to get us a new trainer, wanted to get us a trainer in here, and we struck out on the first one. She did not accept the position, and at that point, you know, Bob's like, this is a really, really bad time to hire a trainer because most of them are all graduated May. They all have jobs lined up. He goes, it's going to be really, really tough, and he goes, I feel bad. I don't know what I can do for you. So, you know, we start football. You kind of forget about it. It goes on the wayside, and okay, now you're preparing. I actually did our football players impact testing last week, so they have a baseline in case they have a head injury. Mm-hmm. So I said, all right, I'm not going to wait on a trainer no more. I'm just going to swallow it and say, this is on me this year because we don't have one. So did the football players on Wednesday, I believe, and Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then Friday or Thursday night, Bob texts me and Mr. Ferguson, say, you guys going to be around school tomorrow 11? I've got a candidate coming in. So I said, yep, we're there. He walks in the door with her. You know, I automatically put, you know, the A-plus recruiter on board and start talking. He goes, she's accepted the job already. I said, all right, let's go.
Time to put you to work.
Yeah. So we're pleased. It'll be great for the kids. It's exciting for the kids to have someone that's going to be here 24/7 to take care of them. You know, she'll come
in. That is a full-time position.
It is a full-time position. She'll come in. We'll set some hours for her, whether it's 2, 2:30. Mm-hmm. But she'll be in school and around till the last event. So it'll be a great opportunity for student-athletes. And, you know, a great opportunity for her. She's getting she's young, just graduated from, she's from Bakken. So, mm-hmm. You know, the other girl's from Columbus, and Mr. Ferks nailed that one on the head. I don't know if she's going to move from Columbus to here. I think she's going to see a little bit of a difference. So at least with her being from Bakken, she's familiar with the air. She's from, you know, she knows she's going to have to drive a little bit if she wants to go get a McDonald's burger or, something other than Subway or a pizza from one of the establishments in town. So,
yeah, that's for sure. Well, that's good to hear. I mean, I think that's, I always felt better into baseball when there was somebody there. Somebody get clobbered or something, you'd be like, all right, what am I supposed to do?
No, wait a second. You had training.
Well, I had training, but
you had
that lasted a lot.
You know what? And you know, it's like any, you know, first aid class. You're glad you take the training, but there's some people that are comfortable stepping up in those
jumping
things.
Jumping in there,
And then there's others that are
a little squeamish.
Yeah.
Well, it's like taking that you know, even batting practice, whatever sport you do, you can practice it all you want, but the minute you get thrown in the situation, yeah. It's like, you know, it's almost sitting down taking a test. You study for 14 hours for a test, you got everything memorized, and then you see the question like, oh, what was that answer again? Yeah. You know, it's kind of like that. You freeze up. What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Now
at
what?
Least
yeah.
She's been trained. She's worked yeah. with their, you know, their football team up at Defiance, I saw, as a student mm-hmm. trainer, so she's at least got 4 years of experience doing collegiate level
so
training.
She's doing
so,
that.
Yep.
That's good.
So we're excited to have her on board. She should be starting on Monday, so.
Good. What's her name?
Jill Snyder.
Jill
but it's
Snyder.
S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. So it's not the Snyder
the
from,
Snyder we're
from
used
here.
To
yep.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good. Well, that'll be a big plus for the old programs, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has to help the coaches. It helps the students. It's, yeah.
It's a relief on the parents as well.
Yeah.
You know, if something happens during a practice, there's someone there. And, you know, the big sell that I really like about it, too, is if someone does get injured, and obviously I don't have kids in sports yet, but, you know, I know that she's going to be either at the hospital or over here, and she's going to be able to relay to me what's going on. Because a lot of times when, you know, I just have my son down at Dayton Children's about 3 weeks after he's born for a surgery, and you know, it's like, all right, what's that mean? I don't know what that is. And then when they,
right.
the lady drew a picture about as good as I would draw, but, you know, it's like a bad draw or a bad draw. I know exactly what she's talking about. I'm like, yeah. okay, so that's what it is. And it's going to help yeah. someone be able to relay the message and let you know that, hey, it's not that bad. This is just what happened.
This is
and
what he'll be.
We'll do some rehab. I'll
a few
take
weeks,
care of him.
Be good to go.
And it acts as a communication barrier for the parents to Mercer Health and Bob's yeah. place as well, community sports. So.
Yeah, you know, with football, with all the, I mean, the concussion stuff, that's big
yeah.
stuff. I mean, you can't take that lightly.
Right, and that's what's kind of been the scary thing. You get these sudden cardiac, now they have to do sudden cardiac arrest tests, these coaches do and the mm-hmm. students do. And that's what kind of gets you is you see all this and you see all these articles and then these reports about these high school students, you know, that are dropping down at practice with issues. And, you know, she's like, man, we don't have a trainer. You know, you're putting a lot on the coaches.
Yeah, right,
and
right.
a lot on the teammates if something were like to happen. At least now we have someone that is going to be calm, cool, and at least somewhat understand and know how to take
yeah.
care of them. So.
Yeah, been in a situation before mm-hmm. maybe. So, all right. Break time, Chucky. All right, we'll grab a commercial. We'll be right back. Bubba and Fee Show, sponsored by Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized cloth, hay, and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a cloth baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the cloth product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your cloth harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, check out Hastings Auto Sales. They're the best place in the area to look for a used car. If they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. And if your current vehicle needs some work done, just let their skilled technicians take care of it for you. Call them at 375-4617. And don't forget about their professional detailing and wash and wax service. Call them now to make your appointment. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. There's a great addition coming to our community park. Next year, we'll be building a new three-season pavilion by our swimming pool. This beautiful new shelter house will hold over 100 people and will be a great addition to our park and could be rented out for reunions, graduation parties, or any other get-together. It'll feature restrooms, a full kitchen, and an outdoor patio area. If you would like to help support the building of this pavilion and leave your mark on this great project, they're offering the public several options to help. There'll be several choices for purchasing paver bricks for the outdoor patio to help with the cost of this great new community three-season building. For details on how you can leave a lasting legacy at this new shelter house, there are color brochures at many locations around town, or you can contact Aaron Miner at eminer@fortrecovery.org or stop by the Village Hall or call Aaron at 375-1056. Just contact Aaron Miner at the Village Hall and pick out which paver option you want, and you can help with the cost of construction and leave a lasting memory at this beautiful new shelter house.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Well, and then do the worst of game act.
Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking
great
about
song.
Your troubles, it's a crying
sin. This is Spinning Wheel.
Spinning Wheel.
Blood, Sweat, and Tear, my blood, sweat, and tear.
It's a big B favorite.
Oh, yeah.
B would love this one.
You got no
hope. Good one, Jackie.
Hey, we're back.
Bubba and Fee.
Sports Talk. Talking to our AD, Kurt Rammel. Got Mr. Jack Stogger with me. Mr. Justin First. Well, Curtie, your other easy thing that is pretty easy for you is probably getting coaches, huh?
Yep. You know, it's been great because I give our coaches kind of the go-ahead, and I tell them as a head coach, if you got people that you want, you know, go ahead. If you need help, I'll post it, or you know, I'll sit in. But you know, you're the one that has to work with them. You know, I very rarely
throw somebody
answer
at
questions.
Somebody,
you know, from the assistant coach. Usually, it's dealing with the head coaches, and if I need something, I reach out to the assistants. But you know, it's been, you know, fairly good here with being able to get coaches and assistant coaches here. Our coaches have done a great job selling our programs, getting people from, you know, out of town to come in and help out. But you know, this year I think the biggest surprise was, you know, I think it was either I was in the hospital or just getting out of the hospital. I got back to work and there's a voicemail on my phone and said, you know, this is Esther Steven from Portland. I just want to know if you guys had a softball coach next year. And like, it's the first time anyone's reached out for us. Yeah, so I'm like, well, this is going to be pretty easy for her now. So, you know, I gave her a call back and brought her in twice, spoke to her, sat down, and, you know, had her give us a little rundown of some things softball-wise. And, you know, she was excited. I believe, if I understood her right, her mom coached here with Marie when we won the MAC one of those years. So she was part of those, would have been late or early 2000s.
Early 2000s, yeah, probably.
5-ish or 6 or something like that. So she's familiar with Fort Recovery. I mean, she's just from, you know, across the border here, so it's not like this is anything new. She's coached at Jay County, so she's got some experience, and, you know, she's excited. She's, you know, she's young. She's going to be able to relate with the kids, and, you know, I think she's going to do a nice job. You know, it's like I told her, I told her I can't give you a multi-year contract, but
sure,
this is a one-year deal, but you have to stay here 5 years more, so I have to hire another coach next year. So, you know, she'll come in, and she's new. Obviously, everyone knows Coach Bayshore by now. He's been around this summer with our boys' basketball program.
Mm-hmm.
And the other new one thus far, you know, not a new face, but just a new position, is Kylie Moody. She's doing our cross-country program this year with Christy Diller's coming in to help out with the junior high and high school. So, you know, Kylie will move in from helping out and then being at the junior high level to taking over the high school program and run from there. So, you know, just like I told the board members last night, I think this is the first time in my 5 years when I've had to come in and tell you that the only coaches I need yet are track. So usually it's
that's awesome.
A little bit of a list of coaches.
That's
so
pretty awesome.
It's, you know, tracks is another one of those. You know, we've had some stability coaching. It's Callis to the Moody's to, you know, they did it together 1 year, and then last year with Coach Bevington. But you know, we're back in search for track again this year in hopes to find, you know, a stable presence in our
program.
You
know, that's such a tough thing because we have a great track program.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these last 3 years we've set guys to statewide open. And I'm sure the guys that can't come back. I mean, I think it's a lot of it's probably just issues and stuff where they just can't get
right.
it done.
With Hank, I think he got a job up in Van Wert and is not going to get off, I don't think, till 5, he said. And I just told him, I said, if it works out, you know, I'd love to bring it back, but I'm going to have to get a head coach.
Right.
I said, I'm not telling you you can't come back, but I just said I need to find someone in place.
Somebody's
so I'm
going
to open it up, and then if you want to come back, you know, I'll welcome you back. It's just I at least need to have some sort of direction going into next year. But, you know, so far after the first round of posting, it's you know, we haven't had much luck, but we're going to stay on it, and we'll get it figured out, and we'll get going. Like you said, I mean, we've got our entire relay back. You know, Robbie. You know, Robbie's in his individual events. You know, I think
you're gonna have another great.
The
great
freshman class is gonna add a few, both boys and girls. I think our girls program's gonna take another step. I mean, they had Cass was injured last year, and you know, Kaya was injured last year. So, you know, it's not like someone's coming in looking at it going, I don't want to touch
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah,
I mean, we've got some quality track athletes and relays that could really, you know, make a difference going forward. So,
yeah,
I have a question. So. At the end of the year, what is the evaluation process for coaches? Like, so is that an AD thing? Is that a principal thing? Is that a...
It's the AD and principal sit down with the coach. And sometimes if, you know, there's some times where, you know, Mr. Overman's busy doing some other things when a coach can come in. So we'll sit down, go over the evaluation, and then I will relay the message with the coach. But for the most part, you know, I'll give the coaches two evaluations, you know. And I switched it around a little bit different to have a little bit more homework style handwriting, essay writing. You know, ask questions on their thoughts, you know, how did you think your year went? What do you think you could improve? What are your strengths? You know, what about your assistant coaches? And then on the assistant coach, so they'll get their own personal one that they will do. And then they will get one that they will rate their assistants, and then their assistants will rate, and their assistants will answer a few questions, and the head coach will answer a few. But it just gives us more dialogue to be able to talk about, okay, you know, you can kind of see what they're saying, and then it gives us a chance to sit down instead of just looking at a number. It kind of gives me the ability to read it and say, okay, if... You know, if you feel like this is a strength, you know, here's your weaknesses. How are we going to do this better? Or if you don't feel like the, you know, let's say I should think the kids responded well this year. You know, I thought we had a great year, but I don't think the kids responded okay. So what can we do to, you know, it gives me a little bit more feedback on what's going on that coach rather than just putting a number down in the meat telling them what I think I saw. It kind of gives us a little bit more of an open platform to discuss more than just me. Kind of telling them.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. And more, the coaches aren't necessarily teachers.
Right.
So you having that insight on how to motivate kids or, you know, how to get them to take to what you're trying to teach them is a critical aspect.
And I think that is one of the toughest jobs as a coach. You know, I said it all along, if I knew how to get a kid to play consistently, I'd write a book and make millions. But two is knowing what makes each kid tick, because that kid's going to be different from that kid. And,
exactly.
You know, and I'll say the same thing. You know, my brother was one that, you know, could mouth off to the coach and take the punishment, take the running. And one time we ended up having to run at Tiffin, and him and I about got in a street brawl out there because I don't like running. You know, he's a little bit more athletic and take it more than what I could. But, you know, but I was also the one that coach could light a fire and get on me to where he would just give it back. You know, I just wear it, take it, and motivate me and more as a teaching lesson. But, you know, that's what's the great team about teams that have success is that coach finds a way to make it all work and make it all gel. When it does, it turns into a really special season. So
you can easily,
And you're getting, you know, coaches that aren't teachers to understand that, you know, telling isn't teaching, you know, and you know when you say I told those kids time and time again, that's talking. That's not necessarily teaching, and you know there's a difference.
Right, there is. You know, that's where you
with
know,
kids and adults.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's no doubt. You know, there's the coaching aspect, and you know it's like, are you? You know, I forget who said it, but you know they said I'm a coacher, not a yeller. You know, I like to coach, and that's one of the things that you hear in interviews too. I'm not the type that likes to yell. I'm the type that likes to sit back, and I like to instruct. I like to show what they're doing wrong. I don't like just to tell them they're doing it wrong. And that's the fine line is understanding, you know, that kid and how to motivate and how to coach them up.
Yeah.
You know, but it is, you know, and it's hard to, when you don't have a coach that's here because you don't see him. You only see him at practice, and you don't know if they had a bad day in the classroom. You don't know if, you know, something happened, you know, personally to them during the day that turned them into having a bad day. So then they come to practice, and the first 10 minutes they're slouching, and you get on them, and all of a sudden it turns into a big blow up. Well, you know, that's the hard part about you know, not being around them all day to where if you're here, you kind of know what's going on and kind of keep tabs on them. So
you is evaluating them too. I mean, you go through and I mean, like, based it on, you know, okay, wins and losses, probably some of it, you know, you want to win and lose, but mm-hmm. you also want to know how we show ourselves on the courts and on the fields. And,
right.
And, you know, you have to go through all that. And I mean, I'm sure you probably have people, which I have no idea, but I'm sure that you get parents that ain't happy, you know, because Johnny ain't getting to play, you know, why not? And for the most part, I think most of those kids know from practice, they know if they should be playing or not. I mean, they have a pretty good, you know, and mom and dad has a hard time with it, but yeah. I guarantee you, most of them know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't think you can trick a lot of kids these days.
Right.
These kids are a lot, they're getting a lot smarter than I think than when I was their age. And that's the thing is you just can't fool them no more. I don't think you can sit there and try to sugarcoat and try to, I mean, they're smart. These kids understand. These kids get it, you know, and they see the writing on the wall. And, you know, I was always told when I was playing, and my coach always told me, if I quit yelling at you, that's a problem.
So right.
If I quit getting on your butt, that's not good. And, you know, so
I always told my kids that. You know, when they come home and cry about coaches yelling at me, I said, well, that means he thinks you're pretty good. Because when they don't yell at you, that usually means you ain't no good.
I just keep screwing up, so he keep yelling at me because I felt like he loved me then. But no, it's a fine line. You know, these kids are you know, they, like I said, they're smarter, so they
and I've coached a few of them, but mm-hmm. you know, and from our point of our school system, we got great kids.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I mean, we do have pretty good kids. I mean, you're not breaking up fights every day and stuff like, you know, the kids are pretty good. I mean, for the most part.
Oh, they're fun to be around. That's what I said. You know, the summer gets a little long. You know, I'm not in every day like, you know, our administrators are. I go in mm-hmm. for a couple hours and take advantage of my summer. But, you know, once you start August, August 1st and start going full days, you know, you're just in your office. There's no commotion, you know, you don't hear anything hardly. But today we have freshman orientation. It was just nice to sit out in the halls
hear
and see
some voices again.
You know, see them. You know, there's actually activity in here. It's kind of like watching Toy Story when it's all blank and all the toys come out and play. You know, I ran outside real quick, like, hey, there's people in the halls. This is great. Right. So, you know, it's always exciting. Like I said, we've got a really, really good group of kids, and it's just continued on, kind of like that we talked about with sports, where it just kind of continues to build year after year, and that's kind of what we just keep cycling in great grades and great groups of kids, and you know, as one graduates, or you know that there's another great class coming up.
Yeah,
so
it is fun, and like you said, I mean, it's kind of getting to the point of, you know, oh, we're gonna miss those seniors, mm-hmm. but you know what, we got a bunch of juniors coming that look mm-hmm. good. You know, we're gonna fill that right back up again, and that's got to be good for you as an AD.
Oh yeah,
you know, you keep your programs going and successful.
Well, that's the thing; it makes me have an easy job.
Absolutely,
that's what I said. You know, I came in at the at a lucky time because we had an instant success, and you know, I schedule games and I schedule umpires, and I try to keep as much off the coach's hands as possible, paperwork wise, and mm-hmm. and all that. So it's not like I have a whole lot the X's and O's, but you know, that's what, you know, it's just it's lucky to come in at the time we did. Instance, you know, we won in football. We've had some successful seasons in baseball, and our basketball programs have made some runs. Volleyball's making great strides, and you know, cross country. I mean, I went to state my very first fall, and I'll never forget. I was down in Newark, and I'm standing on the side of the road waiting to buy a ticket, and there runs by Elle in the race. I buy a ticket, and she's already done. I bought a ticket. Like, I'm sitting at the ticket booth, and you're like, man, I just buy a ticket to go in to congratulate her. So I bought one ticket, walked over, congratulated. I saw Chad Wells over at Fort Laramie was there, and I'm like, can you believe this? I said, I just bought a ticket to come in and say congrats to Elle. He goes, you got to get here an hour and a half early. He goes, first time AD, welcome to the show. He goes, you come down way early. So
you're going to learn.
You know, and that's what's nice is it that makes things easy on you when you see things going well like that. It kind of takes some pressure off, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of the, okay, what do we got to do to fix this? So our coaches have done a great job making my life easy as well as I've,
sure,
you know, coming into year five.
So our fall sports, we probably got some big dates out there. I mean, you probably have some big games, we're thinking.
Yeah, I mean, you
know.
Sure,
our homecoming game and stuff.
Homecoming game we've got. You know, a big thing before is the MAC did, we voted this year, and, you know, we did increase the ticket prices to $7 at the gate. You know, it went to vote, and, you know, after, you know, we sat down as a staff, administration staff, you know, we looked at that and there's no chance that we would want to raise our prices for our families, our community. And, you know, I've spoke to the boosters and, you know, it's right, you know, 6-4 is right where a lot of the others, you know, tend to be. All right. But it ended up getting passed pretty substantially, you know. So the tickets at the gates for any pre-sale event, so for football and boys basketball, the ticket goes from 6 to 7 at the gate, but pre-sale will remain at 6 and 4. Like over Christmas break for boys basketball, if there's a game and we don't have pre-sale, we'll keep that gate at 6 and 4 instead of 7, so, or 6 at the gate instead of 7. So, you know, that's the thing that's kind of changed. Season ticket prices, usually with that, all the prices and stuff kind of fluctuates with that. We froze season tickets. We didn't want to raise those prices. We wanted to still make sure we're taking care of our community.
Yeah.
But what we did do was we dropped our student fall all sports pass. So the boys and girls basketball, football, and volleyball pass from $85 down to $40 for students.
That's a great idea.
It's kind of been a thing that a couple of MAC schools are doing. And we sold, after looking at the numbers, and Mr. First and I sat down, and Mr. Overman and I were all talking. And I think the most we sold in the last 10 years was 13 of them.
Is that right?
So the world has not.
Is that right?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's just one of those things that I don't think kids will, or parents want to spend that much money because they don't know maybe that their kids are going to go to the games.
Mm-hmm.
So why put it forward? But, you know, if, you know, for $40, you can go to whatever you want. So if you go to, if it's a $6 ticket at the gate, you go to 6-7 basketball games. You already made it, right.
Yeah,
you go to every football game and pay at the gate. That's that's $30. So you pretty much go to one game and you're getting the rest free. So, you know, we've now sold, I think as today was 22.
Good.
So we're hopefully, you know, once the students, and once we get it out there more,
hopefully
on what's going on, the students come back and they hear about it. But, you know, a lot of times when parents come in and say, I need a football season ticket for my son or daughter, I'll say, are you planning on basketball season ticket? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, that'll cost you $50, but you can get this all sports pass over here for $40, and that'll get them into girls basketball and volleyball if they want to go. And then hopefully on the turn side, that will, you know, from the student that says, I don't know if I want to go to the game tonight. I don't know if I want to spend $6 for a ticket. You know,
right.
Now it's, they've
you
got
know,
the
you
ticket.
You know, you can go to anything that costs you.
Right. Now you got the ticket, and you can go, and hopefully that'll help out some, you know, the concession stands and all that sort
great
of stuff.
Idea.
So.
Well, and it's always great to see a boatload of kids there.
Right.
You know, so
right. And that'll be, you know, that should be hopefully another exciting year. Hopefully our student section has a strong core that can get it going. So we've been blessed with some, you know,
some great
members
classes.
Of the student sections that have really taken upon their class, that senior class, taken upon themselves to make, you know, our student sections some of the best in the, you know, especially in the MAC. So, but some other important things going on this fall. We do have our homecoming game will be October 6th versus Delphi St. John's. So that'll actually change a little bit of things as far as senior nights, usually the last two games of football. Because of the homecoming, that'll split. I think I don't know if it's the week before or 2 weeks before, we'll do the fall sports, golf, cross country, senior night. Then we'll have our homecoming game. And then the very last game against St. Henry, I believe it is, will be our football, cheer, and band senior night. So the October 6th game would be them. And, you know, the Hall of Fame induction every year was always ran, which this year the corresponding date would be January 6th. We will meet and finalize a date. But as of now, that's always kind of been the corresponding date. But I'll know more tentatively.
I'm sure that goes by whoever you put in, right? You got to get their schedule.
We'll sit down, look at dates, and then, yeah, make sure whoever goes in, we'll call and let them know, and if they can't make it before we release the actual. But, you know, that's kind of been the rundown. It's usually been with the interview.
I just note that I scored 132 points.
Super.
During my high school career.
January.
Averaged
days
over three rebounds a game. Shot 64% from the foul line.
Chuck, do we got a printer in here?
That's pretty big.
We need to get a Hall of Fame. I got a Hall of Fame nomination for
on
the website. We will get one filled out tonight.
Right.
Make sure
get that filled out.
That's big. And as always, the Booster Club will honor anybody that goes to state. So we've had, you know, our track athletes that made it to state last year.
Yeah.
to be determined date. This year will be easier than the last couple of years. We had to do it all over Christmas break because a lot of those kids are off in college. Well, they're all returning this year, so we'll figure out a date to be able to get them plaques and honor them. And then January 13th, I believe you guys spoke about it with Coach Souter.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
It's going to be hopefully a big night. I know Bubba's helped out, reached out to some people, and you know, with the OCHSA, and you know, hopefully, you know, we're going to sell it to our student standpoint because I know Coach Souter wants to see our place rocking. So we're going to get creative, hopefully, to try to get our students to pack our section.
Fired up. Yeah.
I believe that's one of the games we did ask the pep band to do I think we're home Friday with New Bremen. So I think they're, I believe, going to do back-to-back nights. So we have a pep band there for that event. So, you know, if we were to ever, I know we usually sell out or get close to packing the gym with St. Henry and Jay County. But if there's ever a night that, we could come together and you know, fill our seats and put butts in the seats, it'd be that night, because I want Coach Souter to come down and enjoy his atmosphere and give him what he wanted for his kids, but also make it a special evening for Coach Souter as we honor him. So there's still some details being worked on in that, but you know, from what I'm gathering, it's there's a lot of talk out there, and I think a lot of people are excited. It's got a chance to be a very, very special evening. There we go. See, there's the Hall of Fame nomination.
All right. Chuck's on it already. We're filling Jack's out.
So those are some of the key points this year, key dates this year. And then, as always, you know, we've got our fall sports. Golf's been in full swing, boys and girls. I know we've both been out and watched the golf team, you know, just from, you know, looking at some scores and stuff. You know, Harrison and Grant have golfed well for the boys. And I know Aaron Littmer and Kristen Keller have been, you know, coming in as the top two for the girls that have done some things. Volleyball kicks off on the 21st. You know, they've got a quality senior class, a lot of good girls there. Senior class got some really nice young girls as well. That, you know, a lot of them played a lot of club volleyball this summer. I think I saw or heard Paige Judy was down at the Nationals or something. Her club team made it very, very far.
I don't know, but we're the biggest team we've ever had.
Well, yeah.
The girls are tall.
Well, that's what I was telling. I was joking around. Awesome. Chelsea come in the other day, and we got to talking about something. How's things going? She's like, not bad. They're pretty good. I like, well, they better be. You got 3 6 footers. I go, then you got two or three other girls that can jump like they're 6 foot. I said, my goodness. Right. I go, they shouldn't be going bad. But no, you know, I look for them. You know, they're going to be athletic. They're going to be big, you know. So they're going to have some options there. I'm not an X and O volleyball guy, but they're going to be able to do some things at the net. They're going to be able to do some things athletically, I think, that, you know, keep them pretty competitive. And you know, cross country's looking good. Our boys numbers are back up, you know, young. We don't have a senior, so we got a bunch of young kids coming up that'll carry our boys. And you know, our girls got three seniors, and again, outside of those three seniors, we do have some youth there as well. And you know, talking to a couple of the kids, they're excited to get started. So I'm looking forward to a pretty successful, hopefully productive fall for all sports. So.
Good. Well, we're also at FR Radio. We're going to try to get everybody in. In fact, I've talked to Chelsea Rogers, actually colleague, and she's actually going to stop up next week.
Talk
a little volleyball, and then I know we're going to try to get all the coaches in, and then followed up by the seniors and stuff. And
nice.
Like we've been doing it's always fun to do that. I think the kids get a kick out of it, and I think coaches do too. So
it's a good talking experience for
them. Yeah, it's kind of neat. And I tell you what, I'm impressed with our kids. You know, I think back when I was in, I'd have been stuttering and, are you kidding me? I ain't talking. But they do a great job.
We wouldn't have talked to anybody over the age of 19.
No, we never would have. Never would have. Hey, we'll take a break and we'll be right back, and we'll probably see how Kurt's doing, if he wants to hang around a little longer, and we'll see what's going on. Bubba and Fee.
Hi, this is Joyce, deli manager at Wayne Street Markets. The heat is rising outside, and so is our prices. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and JoJo fries on Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays. We have a 12-piece bucket chicken with JoJo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street IGA in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
bowling leagues at Miracle Lanes are forming now, and they'll start the second week of September. So get yourself or your team signed up now for one of their fun bowling leagues. The preseason meeting for the women's leagues will be on Wednesday evening, August 23rd at 7 o'clock, and the men's league meeting will be on Thursday, August 24th at 7 o'clock. With several nights and times to choose from, you should be able to find a time that works for you and your friends to get together and have fun. And don't forget to call Miracle Lanes for your favorite food at 375-4274. They're open on Thursdays at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11 a.m. Call Miracle Lanes now to get signed up for one of their men's or women's leagues. Leagues will start in September.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Come join the Cooper Farms team. We are currently seeking individuals for first and third shift turkey and hog loading, as well as first shift egg packaging. Cooper Farms offers a competitive wage and outstanding benefits package. Want to be a part of the Cooper team? Apply online at cooperfarms.com/join our team or in person at 2351 Wabash Road, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The 8th Annual Operation Freedom Support Golf Tournament is coming up on August 27th. This is a great way to show your appreciation and support for our past and present military personnel and have a day of fun all at the same time. This is a best ball four-man scramble tournament at the Salina Links Golf Course, formerly Fox's Den, with the national anthem at 8:10 a.m. and tee-off at 8:30. The cost is $60 per golfer and includes green fees, cart, meal, and door prizes. To sign up, contact Fred Judy at 375-1421 or 852-9830 by August 15th. There are many posters around town with tear-off tabs with those phone numbers, so grab one and call Fred Judy to get entered now. All proceeds will benefit active duty personnel and veterans organizations. That's the Operation Freedom Support Golf Tournament on Sunday, August 27th. Be sure to sign up by August 15th.
Hi, this is Joyce, Deli Manager at Wayne Street Markets. The heat is rising outside and so is our prices. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and Jojo fries on Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays. We have a 12-piece bucket chicken with Jojo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street IGA in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Oh, he's got it. Where was London?
What's that, Big Mac song?
Yep.
By who?
No, he was going to ask that, but I ain't sure about that one. Chucky, now.
Kid.
Who?
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
This is all summer nights.
Yeah.
Same background,
not like that.
Same beat.
You don't know what the hell you're talking
about. I know. Hey, we're back, Bubba and V Show.
Without Bubba. Sponsored by Wayne Street Market.
But we got the best. Jack still here, doing a great job.
Hey, eating
like a machine.
Like it's going
from Wayne Street Market. Hopefully, you got some more cheese and meat up there because we're killing it. And it is
low
fantastic.
Carb diet.
Yeah. We've got our athletic director here, Mr. Kurt Rammel. I tell you what, we spoke a little bit here at the break. We were talking about some of the improvements and stuff that's happened out there, and I noticed the basketball court was a huge improvement.
Oh yeah, our volleyball and basketball teams will have a new home, but a new surface, and you know that's one of the things that you know Mr. Ferguson and Mr. Ober and the administration come in and said, all right, I think it's supposed to be like every 10 to 12 years, and this one was a 15+.
About time.
That it hasn't been brought back down to the boards and completely redone. So we kind of put our heads together. We reached out, you know, asked the coaches what they would, you know, kind of like to see. And so we kind of took their advice. We sat down, all kind of threw ideas out. And basically the finished product was, you know, all three of us kind of throwing ideas on a piece of paper. And, you know, their drawings were a lot better than what we had down on paper or what, you know, I think Mr. Overman could do out on word art on the computer. But, you know, we're ecstatic. like, you know, Majestic Flooring and Jason now did a tremendous job with the floor. And it's, you know, the state of Ohio will be unique that we have on there. The shades that we have are not as dark as they had been, but they're, you know, we'll have the natural wood floor color will be the light. So that's just basically mm-hmm. the stained floor back down to the basic grain, and then just basically stained on top, basically like putting water over it. So that'll be the very light. And then the actual stain, the darker part is just one shade darker. That'll kind of make that state of Ohio pop. And you know, we put the actual Mac logo on the floor, rescripted for recovery. And then we wanted that purple border around that would make the floor pop as well. So yeah. We got a lot of different dimensions going where the floor will pop at you, then the state of Ohio and Indian head in there will kind of jump out at you. So. And then the coaches' boxes. The coaches' boxes will.
You know, we actually got them out there.
Yes, I no longer have to get tape and. You know, I think last year I doubled up. I did athletic tape and frog tape, and by the end of the season, it was paling up. And it, you know, just it's actually it'll be the normal color of floor. Mm-hmm. Within that purple border. So you'll see the purple border, then you see the stripe. So it'll be permanent. Never have to put another one down. The X's, it's the same thing. It's the X's there.
Yeah.
And something unique that we added late in the process is, you know, we kind of took the idea from the OHSA, and we don't want to steal. I hope they didn't trademark it, so maybe I shouldn't talk about it. But, you know, when we got the state of Ohio on there, we kind of just looking at it, and we said, I think it'd be neat to put the Star Wars 4 recoveries at. So. Yeah. The guy come in, we kind of showed him, you know, we measured it out, walked it out, looked at it, and said, I think we're, you know, based on this map and where this is and kind of looking at this, we're about at this board right here. So he'd come in and put a big star where, or close to where,
the floor, you know,
floor recovery would be. So we do have our own little star on our floor.
How cool is
that? You know, that's just something, again, that I think would be unique. And at the end of the day, you know, you look at it, and we've got the arrows or the spears in the end zones pointing into the Indians, the block Indian. But, you know, we kind of looked a lot at Northwestern's floor and what they did, especially with their border and how mm-hmm. they kind of designed theirs. And, you know, just it's classy. It's not too much.
Yeah.
And that's kind of one of the things we wanted a floor to be eye-catching, but we didn't want to be busy and too much. So
too
we
crazy,
wanted
yeah.
to maintain a simplicity, but also be, you know, something that the kids are going to look and be like, oh, this is going to be neat. You know, this is going to be nice. So, you know, so far it's, you know, it's been positive. A lot of people are very excited, and I know our kids are excited. So
that'll be cool. I tell you, I've actually had a lot of people stop into the garage and tell me, man, have you been up and seen the floor yet? You know, and I was like, no. Unbelievable. It looks awesome.
It turned out well. We're ecstatic that
we'll have to get up there. Well, the volleyball is going to start here in about a week.
I think their home opener is next to Thursday, I believe.
Next Thursday?
Yeah, in Arcanum.
It'll be a perfect day to get up there and check this thing out.
Yeah.
I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You know, other than that, we've just maintained with, you know, the football field. Eric Judy and Russ Holman have been hitting it hard all summer, trying to maintain some of the areas that might be getting mm-hmm. or looking like getting some disease, some of the crabgrass. And, you know, Eric's been on top of that with Kevin Will as well with, you know, keeping that field water. I mean, our maintenance staff and the people that help us keep our facilities how they are have been, you know, amazing, you know, just staying on top of those type of things.
Now, was it last year or the year before we tore everything up and kind of started over
again? It was last year, wasn't it?
No, last year was here. Last year was the first year, so it would have been last spring.
Last spring we did.
Yeah. So we're going to be a little bit more cautious yet this year. Like Thursday or tomorrow, we're supposed to have a junior high scrimmage, and it's not looking good with storms and stuff. So you know, I've already spoke to Coach Eink and said just be prepared to potentially have to move off because the root growth still isn't there, and you know it is still a little in its touchy stage. But I'm hoping, you know, after this year we can keep it, you know, growing, and hopefully the weather pans out and we'll be able to kind of get back on it fully.
It held up pretty good last year though.
It did. You know, I thought the weather we were really, really lucky.
Yeah.
You know, number one. But you know, a couple years back, I think my first or second year, I think we had some, you know, it was coming off a year where I remember Barb telling me they had absolutely terrible weather on Friday nights.
Yeah.
And we had two or three games. I think, you know, the one game was our Versailles game where the kids went in at halftime drenched, come out, and it was like 2 inches of snow on the ground. And I'll never forget half my, because the way I stood, my half of my body was frozen. Like my clothes was frozen. The other half was loose. Like I wasn't even hardly wet. So, you know, it's a lot of that plays into what the weather's going to be like. Yeah. You know, if it's just sprinkling, you know, we can play. But if it gets monsoon and it's when you walk on it, water comes up. That's when it's also dangerous for the kids as well. Yeah. But you know, it's just one of those things where you know you just throw a bunch of money into a surface like that, and if it's got another year to where it's going to really pop. I think Ben Kramer told Mr. Ferks Friday night at the football scrimmage that, you know, at first when he put the picture at the band social on, playing on the field, he goes, I had a double look. I thought you guys had turf down there. He goes, yeah. I thought you guys put turf in. I'm like, didn't you guys just have a new field last year? Now you're doing turf? But, you know, that's the thing. Our painting crew that takes care of our field or painting the field, they do such a great job, but also, you know, with Eric, and they started to stripe it and line it, and mm-hmm. you know, we get constant water on it. So, you know, our football field's has done great. So between the, you know, football field and basketball gym and our baseball and softball facilities, once they're in the midst of the season, they're mm-hmm. you know, back into play in shape there. You know, we're pretty blessed with some nice facilities here.
Yeah, it's gotten great here in the last five years, I'd say. So,
there have been talk about moving the baseball field. I mean, you know, you hear rumors at times. Is like that in the plans or not?
There has been some talk. That's all kind of going above. I mean, that's going to be a lot of discussion, you know, with the board, with it being a school thing, but also, mm-hmm. you know, land and all that sort of thing. So, you know, I've heard and we've talked a little bit, but we haven't gotten to a lot of X's and O's until we know it's go time. If we need to sit down and make decisions or if it's going to be a while until that kind of comes back up. So, you know,
I'm sure if you got some big donor that came out there and said, hey, well, I'll give you a ton of money. Get her done. We'll get her done. But
and a lot of it's going to be trying to find a second facility for football because the football is a practice field. So then we need to find a place for them to practice. So there's a lot of things that have to come into play and get figured out before anything like that would come down.
So the original designs were for a baseball field to be out there.
I believe so.
Yeah, but it's... But then, basically, that's just kind of about where everybody practices, too. Mm.
Like right now, or I know Brent will switch flip-flop fields. He'll go, you know, behind Cook's house and Jerry's house and practice mm-hmm. a couple of days, and then he'll go up front. That way, it keeps both practice fields relatively nice because those guys will tear it up more than the junior high boys will. So they'll flip-flop fields throughout the course of a year so they can upkeep one and keep the, you know, both fields in somewhat so good condition.
Makes sense.
So it's just kind of this problem that everyone has, just finding land.
Yeah, sure it is. And it would come down to, as far as practice fields, if you would take that whole baseball field up there, that's going to take a bunch out.
That's going to take most of it out. And you got rising numbers with Brent and, you know, our junior highs out there. So, like I said, you know, and I've talked with a few, and, it's, you know, there's just a lot more, I think, a lot more behind the scenes, a lot more discussion, a lot more other answers that need to happen before anything, you know, continues on. So,
That'd be interesting. What else you got, Jackson?
I stopped at Brew Fountain.
How was it?
Last week. It was good.
Was it? We have still yet to get there, but usually when we're that way, we're going to the zoo, and by the time we get to Ball Fountain on the way home, our kids are both out, or the one screaming, I'm trying to go 95 to get home real quick, so.
That's your brother's place, right?
A cousin. Cousin.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. So I knew he had it out there. Never been there, but a lot of our relatives, actually my grandma's, I don't think any of them are listening, so I guess I can be wrong, but it was like 92nd birthday.
Yeah.
I think what her and a lot of the relatives did was she said, I want to go to Brew Fountain. So they started at Brew Fountain, went to Muller Brew Barn, and ended up at Tailspin. So she went on a beer run for her 92nd birthday.
That is pretty cool.
But no, I've heard great things about that, and we want to get out that way and see Adam, but you know, I watch him on, obviously, on social media, and it seems like he's always out and about traveling somewhere different every other day, so.
Also, I was on the other night, and you have the smartest kid I've ever seen. I seen him sing the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
He does well. And like I said, I don't know where.
I got it on. How the hell did he ever do that? That's unbelievable.
Someone says, you do training. I was like, I don't train to do anything. I mean, you know, he goes to a lot of the games. So I think he understands that.
Yeah, he hears it.
He'll take our phone. He'll go onto YouTube and he'll watch some of the weirdest stuff on YouTube, but he always finds this 8-year-old girl. I think she's 8. Nah, maybe she's 13. But it's always it's a girl sings before the Phoenix Suns basketball game. And he always watches her. I don't know if he has a crush on her or what, but that anthem, he always watches.
He's got her.
So he's got it down. I hopefully in a year or two. I mean, it's like Casey said, it'd be neat to have him sing at a basketball game. I'm like, yeah, but he's not going to know it. I go, how'd you get a camera? Every time we pull out our camera to get a video of me, it was just dead stops. Yeah. So I said, I don't know how you got. Maybe it's because he was on the toilet. I don't know. Because when she posted that on there, she goes, look at this. And I saw it. I go,
that was true, man.
Kid's on the toilet right now. So maybe that's where he does his best work.
Dude, that's singing. That's good. I enjoyed that. I showed my wife. I said, this kid's the smartest kid I've ever seen.
Well, we'll see.
He's awesome.
Well, if he's going to take after his mom, he might be, so.
Well, Kurt, we for sure appreciate you coming in tonight and talking about everything coming up. And if you're like me, we're fired up. It's exciting. Oh, yeah. It's exciting time here at Fort Recovery right now.
Well, it's like I told the guys last night at the board, man, if you're seeing me or you're hearing from me, that means we're about to get real busy. Things are about to start. So, you know, I am too. I'm excited. You're always excited, you know, because the great thing about no matter what's happened in the past is the beginning is always something new. And you always have a chance to write your own story or to do something different or do something special. And I think that's what the great thing about August 1 and the great thing about starting, you know, the next year is you put last year behind you and you can always look to build. Yep. You know, everyone gets to write their, this is chapter one, you know, one starts. So, you know, write your guys' story.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it seems like we feed off of that. I mean, when that fall sports starts, you know, if somebody has a run and it's fun, and all of a sudden, here the basketball team starts feeding off of that too, and and it carries all the way through the baseball season, and it's a lot of fun.
It is, and that's the thing. It's exciting, and I will tell you, you know, our crowds are awesome, and what gets me is I sit back and I get to enjoy it from a lot of different perspective. You know, I don't have a kid out there. You know, you know, I love it for the kids like they're my own, but I sit back as an AD and look at it from, you know, the community. Look how, you know, what runs do to your community. Look how excited they all are, you know. Look at the pride. Look how many people show up. And
pretty easy to tell, but how about our scrimmage last week?
Oh, yeah.
I look over our crowd, I'm like, are you kidding
me? And that's the thing, and you know, you always root for the kids, but to me, I look back, and there's sometimes, especially during that football state run, you look at, you know, just seeing that color purple on that block O and that midfield was neat. But then you look at the, because we were lucky enough where the Ultra State gave the school a suite up there, and you just look down on the community and you see just the smiles, the hugs, the excitement, the joy, and it's almost like the tears rolling down. Then got Bill and Ed are down the field, and I thought I was going to run down. I thought they were going to play tackle football on the field at one point when they first got there. But, no, so it is. It's neat from my perspective to see it, just to see the impact. But, you know, going back to basketball season last year, that, you know, you talk about feeding off the energy and the excitement from year to year. I think the football does that, but then you look at that Llama Perry game last year in Walpock. It was an absolutely jam-packed. I didn't think I could get to a place that would fill as much as you did our facility. But, you know, those are what you do, and that's what you play for. And that's what's neat. And I hope our kids get to play in those environments because that's what's going to make it memorable. And, that's one of the things that you want.
Right. That's what with a couple years ago with the baseball. Exactly what you're saying. You know, you're up high looking down, and I'm on that field looking up at all the Fort Recovery people, and I'm just like, it's like, this is so cool, you know? And you know, I get to be a part of this. This is pretty cool, you know?
And it means so much to so many different people in different ways, you know? Yeah. One person might not have a kid, grandkid on there, but, you know, a parent, a grandparent, or, you know, could have been on the team back in the 50s, I believe, or different ways that it could be special for that person, and you just don't know their story, but it's just neat to kind of see how they all react. And then, you know, at the state baseball games, you know, it's such a roller coaster ride, because I went down to them for years with being at Tiffin, and you know, it's like every hit at that level, every walk, every error, you know, it's just like screams over here, and then the next pitch is a strike, screams over here. So it's the constant fan battle. It's just no matter who can break that consistently and put up a crooked number and kind of quiet them down is usually what happens. But it is, it's neat for the kids. And, you know, I've been blessed to be able to be down there, you know, just to watch and kick back and relax and then watch the kids, you know, enjoy that atmosphere. Because, you know, I got there 1 year as a sophomore in baseball.
Yeah.
But I didn't play. I just got to sit on the bench. I don't remember a whole lot about it. You know, and you know, that's the thing is hopefully these kids get to take it all in and really understand how special
how neat
and
it
neat
is.
It is.
Yeah. Well, and then there's the fact of outstanding leadership that teach our kids well, and you know, we always put a product out there that the community can be proud of. Win or lose, we handle ourselves well.
Right.
And I think that says a boatload about coaches, you know.
Right, and that's what, you know, Coach in an interview said, what do you look for in a coach? I said the great part about being from here is our kids will play hard. But there's been very few times where I've walked away from any event and I said, God, our kids just didn't care, didn't want to be here, didn't want to play hard. Our kids will always play hard. I said, that's the thing. If our kids will play hard, they'll set themselves up for success. Some nights, maybe not.
Yeah.
But it's not because they didn't play hard. And it's like I told the coach, you know, if you can get kids that'll play hard and represent not only their school, you know, but the family. You know, that's one of the things is it's just more than, you know, I go to Fort Recovery High School. I need to represent Fort Recovery, but also, you know, the family that you have, you know, your mom and your dad and show the – you know, the values that they instilled in you. So you're representing a lot when you put that jersey on. That's the big thing I tell them is, you know, get our kids out there, you know, get them going, get them playing hard, but also, you know, let them make sure they know where they come from, school and home. And that's the big thing.
Well, I tell you what, I hope you get to make a couple of runs down to state this year, maybe three or four, and we'll just enjoy our season.
I mean, I'm looking. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure
17,
on Brent.
18 could be a begging.
A lot of pressure on Brent because he'll be if he. I don't know if he's coming back up here. Has he been up here yet?
I never yet. We're going
to
get
ask
him.
Ask him when we went down to the meeting at Columbus. We got to go in the recruiting room where it actually turned out to be our room where we met when we got there, which is where Ohio State brings all their big time recruits. But ask about the meal he had there. I mean, the meal was okay, but the cookies that they had there were amazing. So I looked at Brent and I said, "You better be getting back here soon.
Get things back are pretty good. Cookies.
Yeah." I got a few years, hopefully a few years left till someone else can get there. But, you know, they were good, you know, and that's, you know, one of those things. And that's what's neat for me is you do have to go to Columbus, you know, for baseball and football. We had to go to Columbus prior to go over everything. But, you know, it's a neat trip.
Yeah.
You know, you go down with the coach and you sit there and you listen to everything. And here's how it's going to go down. Here's how this is going to go down. Here's what you do. Here's your tickets to sell. Here's this. Here's that. And, you know, it's.
You know, that's a little extra pay for you. As an athletic, you know, as a director, you work your butt off, and them are neat little perks. You know, you get to go in a recruiting room. You know, that's kind of cool. You know, look at this, pretty cool. You know, and they treat you like kings and
places that I'll probably never get to see.
Exactly.
It wasn't good enough ever, but it is. It's you get to sit down there. You meet the big wigs at the OCHSA.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of put the school on the map. Now people know Fort Recovery, you know. Yeah. That's the thing is that's – we're kind of that second year with three schools in the MAC, and I think our year was, you know, the one where Coldwater was in our locker room and they put the marker board, and then we went out and tweeted out the marker board, Marion, you're next, but they're in the other locker room, so it was out on social media. And, you know, I think that kind of, you know, not only –
pretty neat. Us,
it just shows you the support that you have around
you. Yeah,
it.
I mean, I can remember that. That Coldwater sitting over there as we were going in at halftime, you know, and they're all standing over the tunnel, you know, cheering us on, you know, that's cool as heck. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
No, and that's what's great about, you know, small town, this area is, you know, and I hate to say it in this way, but we could have gotten a knockout, drag down brawl with them in a football game, just going head to head and, you know, just that competitive nature. But once the two of us are on separate fields and playing against someone else, we did the same thing. I mean, that's the thing. You go and you knock skulls and, you know, you're competing against each other. But the minute you stop playing against each other, you're their number one fans.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing with for sales and baseball.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's what, you know, we've talked to Don, and that's been one of Don's big things. I think a lot of the ADs talk about it. And, you know, the helping with scheduling and stuff is he's a great promoter of our conference.
He is. He does a great job.
He does a great job promoting the MAC. Yeah. And a lot of people know about the MAC from him speaking as well. So.
Yeah, because he's at everything.
Yeah.
He seems like he's at everything. He's always tweeting out, you know, I'm at a junior high basketball game. What are you doing? He's at everything. But that's how you get it done.
Right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
He's got I think he's got an easy job somewhere, I guess. No, he does great. That's what I tell him. I put him on payroll. I handed him some of my stuff one night. I said, all right, I'm going to take a night off. You're here. So
oh, you
commissioner's
buddy.
Here. So. But no, it's been a blast thus far.
Got anything else, Jack? Me too, buddy. Hey, we sure appreciate you coming up, Kurt, and getting us started off. And like I said, next week we're going to get Chelsea up here and talk a little volleyball, and hopefully maybe get Brent in here too and talk a little football. And eventually we get the track guys up here too, and our cross country guys, and we're about ready to start. I can't wait.
No, I appreciate everything. Yep, that's right. You get to see me sit down for a few more times, and you'll watch me run around like a madman.
Like a crazy man.
But it's awesome. You know, like I said, I'm excited, and I appreciate everything coming up here. And hopefully I'll be back up in the fall for maybe a long tournament run, letting everyone know how to get tickets. So.
There you go, buddy. That's what we're looking for.
Oh, and that's another thing is also the pre-sale tickets, my office has moved. I'm sure it's been out there in publications and stuff, but they moved me to the very front. So as they come in that main entrance of the school, we're getting some signage made in a window. The window's cut. Uh-huh. It just needs to get installed, but that's where you'll come and buy pre-sale tickets. Pre-sale. Yep. So, I'm going to try to have someone in there at all times just in case I have to step away for a meeting or go to Coldwater for a Mac meeting or if I'm on a phone call. Uh-huh. But for the most part, you know, that front window, as you come into that main entrance and turn left, you'll see another window. That's where I will be and be selling all the pre-sale. And, you know, if I happen not to be in for some reason, then they can buzz in and Mrs. Wenning will help them because she's familiar with how the whole thing runs down. So.
Perfect. We appreciate it, and good luck on a great season, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming up.
Hey,
thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Season tickets for the fall sports are being sold now in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Reserved seats for the high school home football games must be claimed by Wednesday, August 31st. Season tickets for football are $25 for adults and $15 for students. And they're once again offering the high school super ticket, which will get you into the home football and volleyball games, plus the boys and girls home basketball games. The super tickets are $135 for adults and only $40 for students. Pre-sale tickets for high school football games will be $6 for adults and $4 for students, and all tickets at the gate will be $7. Tickets for the volleyball games will only be sold at the door, and they'll be $6 for adults and $4 for students. For junior high sports, they're offering a season ticket that will get you into home football and volleyball games. It'll be $15 for adults and only $5 for students, and tickets at the door will be $3 for adults and $2 for students. And if you're 65 or older, you can get an all-sports pass for only $25 that will get you into all home high school and junior high games, but will not have a reserved seat for football or basketball games. Head up to the high school office between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. any weekday and get your season tickets for this year's fall sports.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Miracle Lanes is back open. They'll be open on Thursdays at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11 a.m. Stop on out and see Corey and Jared and bowl a few games. And all of their delicious food is right at your fingertips. Call them at 375-4274 and order your favorite food. They're great sandwiches, wings, subs, pizza, and more. Then just drive through and pick it up. And don't forget about their Friday lunch buffet with pizza, wings, and salad bar. Miracle Lanes, back open for the season. 375-4274.
Boys of summer. Boys of ball. Boys of summer, that's Eagles, eh? That's
Yeah.
Don Adley.
Yeah, can I get it?
you're starting to sound like Bill in the morning.
I am about a half. This could be my last year radio. I can't remember any of that.
The wreck of the Ella Fitzgerald.
Standing in the huddle.
It's a great song.
So,
it's a boat, isn't it?
What's that?
It's a boat, isn't it?
It's a boat. Ella Fitzgerald was a singer.
She was a singer.
It was the Edmund Fitzgerald.
There we go.
Bill's a classic.
So what do you think of the scrimmage Friday?
You know, I should ask Kurt. I heard anywhere from 7, they were 7-3 last year to 10-0.
They were 10-0.
I heard 10-0. Yes.
They
so that were. Is a fact, 10-0.
Yes.
Well, I thought we looked good. I mean, I thought we played pretty good. I mean, the 10-possession thing went back and forth a couple times.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing really happened. But then I think when we went to the quarter, we scored a couple touchdowns.
Yeah.
And I think they scored late on with the JV team. But we've got some neat pieces out there.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have some fun.
If we can find our identity from an offense, you know, I mean, I know Will can run it.
Right, right.
You know, can we have enough options off of that to move it, and
Kate's going to have to be able to throw the ball a little bit too, you know, and just to keep it honest, you know. And I think, you know, the neat thing about Will is at any point in time he's going to break one, you know. That's what's going to be so much fun, you know. But, and you know, I worried about our offensive line, but you know, I think our line looks pretty good. I mean, they look like they did a great job against him, and from what I've seen, Indy Lake was pretty good. I mean, they looked like they were big, they were strong, and fairly quick.
Yeah, you know, and they looked like they were well coached.
Yeah, they're absolutely. Yeah. So I thought,
you know what, you're not going to go from 10-0 to complete
disaster. I mean, they're not going to be 1-9 this year. There's no way.
Yeah,
that's what, you know. They kept saying that, and I thought, well, you know, that looks like they're going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're what? They're probably a four, or a five.
I think. And I think they lost to OG in the second week of the playoffs.
I think I did hear that.
Yeah.
Somebody said that.
So
that's no slouch either. OG's always great.
Yeah.
I was pretty happy. I mean,
and we go up to Hicksville Friday night.
Going to Hicksville Friday night.
So
I see what that is, but I also heard they weren't very good.
Yeah.
So that might not show us a whole lot either, but
yeah.
You know,
well, it ain't going to take us long to learn between Sydney Lane.
There ain't going to be too many slouches the rest of the way. Sydney Lane is supposed to be good.
Yeah.
You know,
they were 8-2 last year.
Right. I think they're talking about one of their better seasons ever. They're fired up. You know, they think they got a great team. So, you know, we come out of the gate 2-0.
Fun stuff.
Strap it on, boys. It's going to be a fun year.
You know, we begged for Friday night, where the games meant something, you know, and holy moly, are we ever going to be?
We're going to be
elbow deep.
We're going to be elbow deep. It's great teams.
So,
but it'll be. I'm excited. I think, like I said, we got some neat. It's the first time I've ever, remembered that. I mean, we've got positions where we are three deep, and they're battling to see who's going to start. You know, it's like, this is kind of neat. You know, used to it was just like, who's going to take this position? You know, but now,
well, you know what,
we got to be excited.
Weird look for what sophomore is going to step up and fill a gap,
right?
And now it's competition between a junior and a senior.
Yeah. I know that's what's fun, and that hopefully will show us that we're pretty good, and well, if we get 6-7 wins, wouldn't that be fun?
No. And then who's going to catch it when we do throw it? You know, because there were a lot of drop passes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but again, the first real game for a lot of these guys. You know.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, so, we changed some skill positions too. So
yeah.
And I think we got a couple kids hurt too. I mean, I think the Seaford boy's hurt. I think he'll be a big help at wideout.
Yep.
So we get everybody healthy and game one's in 2 weeks. At home, too, I think, right?
Yes, Lehman.
We're opening up at Lehman. At home. I love it.
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff coming up. And we're gonna call her a night tonight. And next week, Bobby will be back. We'll be talking to, I know, Chelsea.
Chelsea Collick for sure about the volleyball team, and maybe we'll try to get Mr. Niekamp to come in, talk to us a little bit about football, and
probably find out a little bit about my Hall of Fame nomination.
See if your Hall of Fame ballots are coming the way we think that's they are. In. They should be coming in hot and heavy. If everybody reads the stats, I'll love it.
And we'd like to thank Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market, our new sponsor. We can't thank them enough. All right, this is Big Fee for Jackson. We're going to hang it up, and we'll see you again next week.
Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented to you by Wayne Street Market and several other sponsors. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.